Briefly, though, you wanted to talk a little bit more about how Andy Reid might be perceived nationally this year, given all the injuries.
I know we're not going to talk a ton about the Chiefs today because it's the Royals' day and deservedly so, but the Chiefs are still 4-0 and back-to-back defending Super Bowl champions back to the it's a great day to be a Kansas City fan. I think because of all the injuries, this is the first time in like 10 years that Andy Reid, albeit still a smaller one, has a chance to win Coach of the Year. Because if he gets the number one seed, in my opinion, if they're the number one team in the AFC, tell me why he isn't. He will have done it without his number one running back, his number one wide receiver, his number two wide receiver, a quarterback who's not playing perfect football. He drags that team in a, I think, still loaded AFC to the number one seed. Why wouldn't he get a little conversation? His biggest Kevin O'Connell's a problem. My lie, he's 4-0.
You think?
And he's doing it with Sam Darnold. So I'm not going to lie. Kevin O'Connell's a problem here. Yeah. But I mean, why wouldn't he be more deserving of that conversation than he's been in years? It's not stacked. The deck's not stacked for him the same way it's been in past.
So I hear you. I mean, I think we all know how this award goes, though. I mean, everything you said, I agree. Andy Reid and Bill Belichick for many years when he was with the Patriots, they are graded on a different scale for this award. And it's not fair, right? But that's where they're at. I still think for Andy Reid to get Coach of the Year, Cody, it takes them having a 15-2, 16-1, and yes, a perfect season. People can say that's ridiculous. I'm just talking about to win the award. The betting markets also have shown that's typically how this goes. Kevin O'Connell right now is plus 165 up in Minnesota.
This is a pretty big favorite this early.
Dan Quinn is 5-1. Mike McDonald there in Seattle, 7-1. And then Jim Harbaugh, I don't know how he's still 14-1. Like, they're going to lose again this week, I think. But anyway, or maybe they're in a bye week, the week after. Their next game, okay? You get the point. Kevin O'Connell is the problem with what you said about the injuries, I hear you, it's true. Kevin O'Connell's doing it with Sam freaking Darnold, though. That's why. So, no, I do not think you should put money on Andy Reid, who's 35-1, unless you think they're going 15-2. If they go 15-2 or better with the injuries, then yes, then there's an argument to be made. But you better hope Kevin O'Connell doesn't win the NFC North and Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings aren't 13-4.
Yeah, because if they're 13-4, then they can't do it. But because I think it's still like a limitation to what their roster is capable of, knowing that Sam Darnold is playing very well, but typically this catches up with teams, right? Not bad. It means they finish 11-6 instead, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not here to say that it hasn't been a hell of a run for Baker Mayfield, and he obviously is a much better quarterback than I ever gave him credit for, and now that he's with a functional organization, things look a lot different for him, and that's fine. But when you look at the way that it's set up, this is the best chance he's had, because he'll never win it otherwise. They'll never give Coach of the Year to Andy Reid.
Well, any year you have...
Coach of the Year is expectation versus reality, and if you've got Patrick Mahomes, the expectation is Super Bowl.
The only way I still think he ever wins it is, basically like 16-1, 17-0.
Oh.
Because that, of course, gives you the ultimate trump card to potentially be able to win it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, man,
I don't think the number one seed with all these injuries does it? That's not deserving.
Nope. Not how this award usually goes.
That's a shame. I still think that
there's guys that are without their starting quarterback. Dan Quinn's doing with a rookie quarterback. These are just, and you said it, the biggest part there is the expectation. The Commanders are currently in first place in the NFC East. If they win that division, that right there puts Dan Quinn in a really good position to win. And then Kevin O'Connell, same thing applies. Backup quarterback, you win that division, puts you in a really good spot. It's just really tough for Bill Belichick for all those years, never really won it after a while because of the same reason. You're so good that you can't win it. You're so darn good, you just can't win the award.
Those never give it to you. That's a real shame. Because, I mean, look at what he's doing. The same thing applies, right? Like, in retrospect, vote's still going to end up winning Manager of the Year. It should have been Q. Look at what he did with the team he had. It should obviously been Q.
Yeah.
Like, and I hate the idea that sometimes these things, like in-season stuff, should matter for the storyline as well. Andy Reid is doing it when someone chopped out one of his legs, maybe took off one of his arms, and now he's got to find a way to do it. If they are the number one seed in a year like that, it stands out to me. While all these other coaches fall to the problem is the NFC, as we've mentioned before, is those coaches probably stand his way. It's a reason why he's still a big long shot. I'm just saying he should have better consideration this year than even in other years when I wouldn't typically bring it up because I don't feel like I know he's the best coach, but they're not going to give him the award.
Even if you think the Vikings will eventually come back down to earth, okay, so Kevin O'Connell, by the way, Kevin O'Connell doesn't have to win 12 games to win the award. They can win the division at 10 or 11 wins, and he wins the award. Otherwise, then you still have to beat out Dan Quinn. Then you still have to beat out Mike McDonald. Like, there's just other coaches that had such low expectation, it doesn't take them much. they don't have to win 12, 13, 14 plus games. Andy Reid has to win like 14 and deal with all the scenarios that we're laying out. It's just a tougher challenge